At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Friday, November 4th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward the first of three games here tonight in college football. Some Friday night lights and a big Pac-12 showdown, the most heavily bet game of the night. Kicks off at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. It'll be on ESPN2, and it pits Oregon State visiting Washington. Now, currently, the Washington Huskies are listed as a 4.5-point home favorite with a total in this one of 54.5. Now, both these teams are coming off byes, so they're both well-rested, which should be in for a good matchup here tonight. Oregon State comes in with a 6-2 record. They're ranked 23rd in the country. They've won three straight, and they just crushed Colorado before the bye. They beat the Buffaloes there 42-9, easily covering as a 23-point home favorite. Meanwhile, Washington, also 6-2, but they are unranked. And they've also won a couple games here, 1-2 straight prior to the bye here. They just beat California 28-21, although they did not cover as a 7.5-point home favorite in that one. Now, what we've seen across the board Some early movement was toward Washington in this one. Some books open Washington -4. We've seen this number get bet up to -4.5. The public, even though Washington is unranked and Oregon State is ranked, typically you see the public take the ranked team. They're actually going with the Huskies tonight. The Huskies are getting, at our VSiN.com bet splits, 60% of bets across the market. But what we have seen is once this line has gotten up to 4.5, once you pay attention to the juice here, which is always really important, not only is the juice or the VIG, which is the tax or the commission that we have to pay the books in order for them to accept our bet, typically it's -110, which would be called 10-cent juice or standard juice. It's not just the number, the three-digit number next to the odds that you have to pay for them, for the book to accept your bet. It's also going to tell you which way the wind is blowing and kind of allow you to predict, not always the case, but most of the time, which direction the move the book is going to move the number next. So why I'm mentioning the juice is that even though we did see some books -4 up to -4.5 to Washington, a lot of the juice right now is back toward Oregon State, +4.5 at -115. So this kind of tells me that maybe the 4.5 is your high watermark here, and we could be trending back down to 4. At which point, if you like Oregon State, you probably want to grab the hook there right now with the Beavers +4.5. If you like Washington, maybe you want to wait here a little bit, see if it gets back down to 4. Now, we have seen a good system match historically in this spot with Oregon State, basically looking at short road dogs in college football. If you look at short road dogs +4.5, it's kind of a grinder system here, but it generates a ton of matches every single year. And if you look at this spot, those short road dogs getting 4.5 or less, it's about 54% against the spread historically. So it's done pretty well. And kind of the thought process is, you know, typically with 3 points for home field advantage, it's not always the case. Some schools are a little bit lower. Some might be a little bit higher. But typically, if you get 3 points for home field, if you're a road dog getting 4.5 or less, it kind of tells you that these teams are somewhat even. And on a neutral site, this could be closer to a pick'em type game, or maybe Washington just laying 1 or 1.5. So that's been a good grinder match historically. You look at these two teams in terms of offense. The edge does go to the Huskies. Michael Penix Jr., the transfer from Indiana, he's off to a great year so far. They're averaging 40 points a game versus 33 points a game for Oregon State. But Oregon State does have the better defense, averaging giving up 23 a game versus 28 for Washington. But also keep an eye on the total in this one. We've had a ton of steam toward the under. It opened at 60. It's down to 54.5, and some books even look like they're going down to 54. Now, that's notable because 55% of bets, but 76% of the money is on the under here. And in terms of the weather could be a big factor. If up in Washington, it's going to be about 10 to 15 mile-an-hour winds, and you are looking at rain possibly as well. And again, when you're looking at, you know, weather, it's not really the rain or the snow or the sleet that really, precipitation-wise that affects an under. It's really the wind, which causes you to make it difficult, more difficult for the quarterback to be accurate with passing, miss kicks, you run the ball more, you chew up the clock. When you have seen 10-mile-an-hour or more winds, the under is around 55% historically. So we have seen a ton of steam to this under. And again, early move toward Washington, but maybe some buyback here at the 4.5 toward the Beavers and Oregon State.
Best of the rest.
Now, for the best of the rest, we're going to look toward another big college football Friday Night Lights showdown. Let's go to the ACC now this time. This is your early game, 7 o'clock, Duke at Boston College. And this is a matchup here with two teams really trending in opposite directions. If you look at the Dukies, so currently Duke is listed as a 10 or 10.5 point road favorite with the total in this one of 47. But Duke is coming off a bye. They do have an advantage here off a bye where BC is coming off of just regular rest here. They played last week. But the Dukies are 5-3. They just beat Miami 45-21. They won big outright as a 10-point road dog in that one, winning big there by 24 points. That snapped a two-game losing skid. That was their last game before the bye. Versus BC, who's really had a tough year. They're 2-6. They're off three straight losses. They just lost to UConn 13-3 as a 7.5-point road favorite in that one. So what we've seen in this one is a lot of movement, or just consistent movement, toward the Blue Devils here, toward Duke. Duke opened as low as -9.5. We saw immediately that Wise Guys laid that 9.5 with Duke, causing this line to rise up to 10 or even 10.5 now at most shops. So it's been pretty consistent toward Duke with really no buyback whatsoever. And really that is notable, or makes sense, because this is a heavy public play and maybe some respected money too on Duke. Using our VSiN.com bet splits, Duke is getting around 75% of bets, but almost a little bit more than 80% of the money. So again, public play, but looks like some respected money as well. Also, BC, they're likely to miss their starting quarterback, Phil Yurkovich, who's been pretty good for them, or actually a good year last year, struggled a bit this year. But with Yurkovich out, he got banged up in the last game. They only put up 3 points against UConn. This could be a really bad omen here for Boston College down their starting quarterback. Duke has the better offense, 34 points a game versus just 17 for BC. BC has not scored many points this year. Defensively, Duke is giving up 22, whereas BC is allowing 29. So both of those offensive defensive metrics favor Duke here. Now, what I'm looking toward is, you know, do we see this line continue to rise toward Duke? Is there kind of like in that Oregon State game, you know, you got to the 4.5 and now it might be coming back. Is there a high watermark where you do have any bites at the apple? You know, BC contrarian at home, maybe it's 10.5 back down to 10. That's something that I'm looking out for. Obviously, 3 and 7 are your top key numbers, most common methods of scoring, the field goal and the touchdown plus the extra point. But 10.5 with a hook, that's also a bit of a key number here. So does this continue to rise toward Duke? That would kind of tell you that even though the line's getting worse, maybe Sharp still see value. Or do you start to see a 10.5, all these books get down to 10? Or, you know, does it maybe get down to 9.5? Does it creep up closer to 11? To me, I'm looking at consistent movement toward Duke. But again, does that continue or is there any BC buyback? That's what I'll be looking at as we get closer to game time here. Also, the total, we have seen some under money. 49 down to 47. Some books are even down to 46.5. 35% bets, 52% of the money is on the under here. And we are looking at in the 60s. I can tell you I'm in a suburb of Boston here. So it's pretty nice weather here. It's been pretty hot. It doesn't really feel like November, but it's going to be mid-60s. But there will be around 10-mile-an-hour winds here in this game, which, again, same thing with that Oregon game. That's going to actually be worse weather with the rain and about 15-mile-an-hour winds. But you do see, again, the under with the heavy wind, 10 miles an hour or more, 55% to that under. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
Now for Josh's Sweats, I'm going to look toward a couple unders in both of the games that we just discussed here. So starting off first with that Duke-Boston College under. Give me the under in this one, guys. It opened at 49, as we talked about. It's down to 47. I jumped on the under 47. I like the fact that when I wrote the Sharp Report last night, which, again, sign up for free, get it to your inbox every morning, VSiN.com/newsletter. When I wrote the Sharp Report last night, it was 47. I wake up today early in the morning, and it's down to 46.5 at some shop. So 47, kind of a key number here when it comes to totals. But there's been consistent movement toward this under. I love the bet split, which we had mentioned, 35% bets. But you're looking at actually 52% of dollars here on the under. So whenever I'm looking at these bet splits, you know what that tells me is public, if you flip it, 65% is taking the over. You know, they see an easy high-scoring game win here for Duke. But yet, despite heavy betting over, sharp reverse line move to the under. So 65% bets over, you would think two-thirds of bets on the over, this total would rise, open 49, maybe it's up to 50. No, it's going the other way. It's falling here. So that's telling me some respective money is taking this under. And again, when you're using the bet splits, you want a low bets, higher dollars opportunity, because that means it's contrarian, where the public's on the opposite side, but yet your side that you're on, the contrarian side, is getting more money, a bigger share of wagers, which doesn't always mean that they're sharp. It's sharper money, but typically you do see with that bet split, low bets, higher dollars, kind of a rule of thumb that it's most likely coming from, you know, the bigger wagers here, the not the $5 bets, the bigger, you know, nickel dime bettors here on the under with that low bets, higher dollars bet split. I mentioned this before, but Yurkovich, the BC quarterback, likely to be out here. That's huge. You know, he struggled this year, but when you go to the backup, it's a team that only put up 3 points last week against UConn, and UConn is no Alabama defense here or Georgia defense. So this looks to me like a really low-scoring game or a lower-scoring game, hopefully under this total of 47. And as I mentioned, you know, it's going to be a nice night, mid-60s, but 10-mile-an-hour wins. Again, always take a windy under. It's always the friend of an under because, again, you're going to lead to maybe missed kicks, running the ball more, chewing up the clock, and not being as efficient here on offense. So consistent movement toward this under. I like the fact that it's, you know, creeping down to 46.5 after it was 47 last night. It tells me that even though it's fallen, there could still be value to take the under. So give me the BC Duke under 47. Now, the other game that we just talked about too, Oregon State-Washington, I was looking a little bit at Oregon State plus 4.5. I think it is getting back down to 4, which you're probably going to beat the closing line here. We did have that short road dog system, but I think it's also a little bit fishy, you know, that an unranked team is favored over a ranked team. Typically, I like to bet on the unranked home favorite versus the ranked opponent. So Oregon State's ranked, you know, why isn't this game, you know, closer to a pick 'em or Oregon State favored? So that's kind of, I lean Oregon State again, because I think it is getting back down to 4 and you could get some closing line value if you get the hook with a 4.5. But again, I don't love the fact that it seems like the obvious play, just take the ranked team as a dog, when you want to step back and say, hey, why are they a dog if they're ranked and they're quote unquote the better team? So I'm going to go with this under. You know, this one has moved a ton. If you want to lay off it, I totally get it. You know, as a bettor, you have to say to yourself, hey, if a number's moved so much, it's a clear indication of respected money, but is there any value anymore? That's something that you as the bettor have to decide for yourself. I don't love the fact that this thing has moved almost 6 points, you know, 60 down to 54.5. But it just tells me that even though this thing is falling, there's still a lot of respected money taking this under, which tells me that there could still be value even at the reduced number here. So I am going to go under. Give me the under 54.5 in this one. Kind of like that Duke under. You know, some books are even falling further since last night, down to 54. And this is really a straight-up weather play, guys. In Washington, as we mentioned, it's going to be really bad weather, rainy, 15-mile-an-hour winds here. Again, winds at 10 miles an hour or more, as we had mentioned, around 55% here. So they've done really well historically. And that's another good low bets, higher dollar bet split. 55% of bets to the under, but 76% of dollars. So that's even heavier there with a bet discrepancy toward that under. And it's also kind of fishy because, you know, if you look at Washington, they're 6-1-1 to the over. Oregon State is 5-3 to the over. So if both teams are good over teams, then why does this thing continue to fall? That tells me that, again, there could be some respected money still on this under despite the fact that it's fallen so much. So I'm going to go under here. Again, not the greatest number in the world. You wanted to pick this thing off a little bit more, but I think a little bit at a higher number or earlier. But I do think still at 54.5, could be getting down to 54, so you might still beat the closing line on this one. But give me both these unders. Duke under 47 and Oregon State Washington under 54.5. Now for one other sweat today, believe it or not, we have a afternoon NHL game between Columbus and Colorado. And I'm going to lay this money line with Colorado. It's kind of a big number, Colorado minus 250. You know, anytime you see a big number like that, maybe you think about the puck line, which is the minus 1.5, the spread, is you can get this down to Colorado minus 1.5 at almost even money here. But I'm going to just lay this minus 250. Again, I know it's a high number with Colorado, but when I'm betting hockey, it's always bet to risk, not bet to win. That means I'm not risking 2.5 units to win one unit on Colorado. I'm just risking my one unit, trying to get a little less than a half unit back. So the reason why I like this one, number one, why is this an afternoon game? Because it's the NHL Global Series. This game is going to be played in Finland. It's a 2 o'clock game. It's going to be played on NHL Network if you want to sweat it. But a couple reasons I like this one. Home favorites with a line move in their favor. They're 51-21, 71%. And they've done pretty well historically in this spot in general. And you ask yourself, hey, this isn't a home game. This is, you know, neutral site in Finland. But remember, that home favorite with a line move, it's not really about the crowd at home in the friendly confines. It's about getting the last ice change as the starting coach or starting head coach here. You know, you'll be able to match up when you see the other team put out their, you know, top line or best pair. You get to match up and put out your best defensive pair. So again, obviously it's not going to hurt if you're at home getting the home crowd behind you, but it's really about that last ice change, which Colorado as the home team, quote unquote, will get that last ice change. We have seen favorites this year in the NHL do well also. Hockey is one of your chalkier sports. I do tend to bet more favorites in hockey than other sports, but favorites this year around 61%. You also look at Colorado offensively, 3.2 goals a game versus only 2.6 for Columbus. They're giving up 3 a game versus 4.5 for Columbus. Columbus has really given up a lot of goals every single game. Really kind of crazier. I did double check this, but the power play, Colorado scored 11 power play goals. They're converting at a 39% clip, which is really good. And if you look at Columbus, I don't want to jinx it, but they're at 0% on the power play. They haven't scored a single power play goal this year. So hopefully special teams, you take a penalty, Colorado makes it hurt. That will be the goal here with a big power play advantage. And then also, this is Colorado defending champs. They've lost 2 straight. I expect a good effort out of them to get back on track. And they're also rested here. A rest versus tired advantage. Both these teams are rested, but you haven't seen Colorado play since the 29th, whereas Columbus did play on the 30th. So again, a big number. This game is in Finland. this is -250. A bet trist, not bet to win one unit. Again, the reason why I do that is because if you lose a favorite, that's bigger. I'm just going to lose my one unit like any other bet. Whereas, again, if I win, I'm still going to get a positive return on investment there. So give me Colorado in this Finland Global Series. Remember, 2 o'clock game. Don't wait till 7 o'clock. You'll miss this thing. Give me Colorado at -250. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Friday, November 4th. Reminder, we have so much to offer at VSiN for free, but you get even more when you become a member. You get all of the articles that we have from all our great analysts behind the paywall. Easiest way to get yourself acclimated to VSiN is sign up for the newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily, sent to your inbox every morning for free, giving you great sports betting content, letting you know what's going on at VSiN and the sweats that day and ways to approach each game. And then also make sure you follow us on Twitter. You can find me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsin.com. Make sure you follow at VSiN Live. And of course, if you're looking for extensive coverage from the betting market, I do have a second podcast, the Afternoon Podcast, which is a longer form pod. It's about 35, 40 minutes, and it's called Market Insights, if you want some updates here later in the day. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a great Friday. Even more importantly, have a great weekend here. And as always, as a wise man once said, the godfather of VSiN, Brent Musburger, hopefully you can cash some tickets today because, of course, that's what it's all about. But enjoy the sweats. Have a great weekend. And as always, hopefully you can cash some bets here. And don't forget to tip your ticket writer. But have a great Friday and have a great weekend. Good luck, everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.